Megan tried it one time, and she liked it.
And
I liked it a lot.
And couldn't stay away from it. And it had to really knock you down. You got to go down that elevator to the basement before you even begin to consider.
You know, they say you hit rock bottom before you bounce up, and I think we went past rock bottom.
That's what I understand from a lot of people. Megan's going to hang around for a few minutes. We'll take a couple of more phone calls. Please, if you're listening and you're thinking about trying drugs, as Megan says, we can preach all day. It doesn't make any difference until you try it yourself. But here are two people that have called, and Megan's here in studio, and they all tell the same story. There ain't nothing good coming out of that crank. Or
you're basically on crank. You're basically snorting, smoking, eating. You're basically doing that with battery acid. I mean, think about it. Would you put straight battery acid in your mouth, in your veins, up your nose? Would you do that? No. I mean, all it is a candied version of battery acid.
We'll be back in a moment. And, of course, we are going to get some Don Williams tickets for Megan. We're going to try. And also, I've got a couple of, I don't know when you're going to find time, but I'm going to give you a couple of tickets here to the film festival that's going on.
Okay.
And you can go down and hang out with the beautiful people. Hopefully, you'll be able to resist any temptations from those showbiz people. You used to be in creative arts, right?
Uh-huh. I went and auditioned, and the people in California wanted me, and I turned them down.
Why did you turn them down?
When they wanted me to go out there and shoot some film, I can't even remember what film it was, like 6 months ago. I didn't want to go out there. I mean, I wanted to be at home with my family and finish school.
I understand.
And I said, if y'all want me in 6 months, you know, call me. I'll be here.
Well, now you're going to move out there to the desert of California. It's only a couple hundred miles into Hollywood. We have Megan in studio, and we're talking about using drugs. She was a heavy drug user. You must have been 15 or so, Megan.
Uh-huh.
And you were able to beat that, and you received a beating about the head because you had quit drugs. I don't want to dwell on this part of it much tonight because we're really, I think, doing beneficial service by exposing what drugs really do to you. We're talking about crank and what we're talking about, battery acid, as you say.
Yeah, basically it's battery acid.
And but you told me one time that those kids over in Ridgecrest, they weren't organized, but that you know, you do vicious things to get to be accepted.
Yeah.
And that's pretty common, from what I understand, not only here but every place.
Everywhere. I mean, it's just a way of kids, or well, basically the youth violence is a way of crying for help. I mean, in my eyes, when I used to do stupid things like that, It wasn't, look, Mommy, I'm on, you know, I'm on the honor roll, or look, Mommy, I drew you a pretty picture of a sunshine. It's, look, Mom, I just beat somebody up. You know, it was any kind of attention was my attention, and 9 times out of 10, it was negative.
And when you do violent things, usually you picked on somebody that you know, an old person or somebody.
I never picked on nobody old, because I was always raised to respect my elders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like probably the only thing I remember my mom preaching at me.
But I mean, some of these kids, yeah, they delight in picking on people that can't fight back.
Well, yeah, that and the special, which to me are the handicapped, the physically and mentally handicapped, I call them special.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, they can't really defend themselves, and so you see stupid things like that, and eventually it becomes to grow, you know, grows to be a part of your daily life as you see this.
Well, yeah, you get sanitized to it all, sensitized, I imagine.
You basically become a hard ass to everything. I mean, you see elderly, you see the special, you see young people, you know, getting picked on, getting beat, getting I mean, you can walk up behind somebody and just slug them in the back of the head, you know, knock them to their knees or on their face, and you'd sit there and just laugh about it.
And this is not only the result of the drugs, but you just want to be accepted with this group, and that's the way it works.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you don't think there's any real gothics here. They're wannabe gothics.
They're not even wannabe gothics. They're a bunch of idiots that run loose. I mean, if my children lived in that area, my children would be on a dog leash. I would have teetotal control over my kids. This group is a bunch of kids, and I can say this because I was there. I was one of the kids. But this group of kids is a bunch of kids who took control over their house, and basically they run things in their house. The parents are just figments of, you know, an imagination. Sometimes the parents work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
or whatever, but the parents aren't usually there.
And I watch some of these parents of these children who are in trouble now, and they seem to be in denial even now.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody's picking on this kid, my boy. He didn't.
Yeah, my child can never do this. What are you trying to get my boy, bring my boy down for? I mean, my mom said that. She didn't say boy, but
yeah.
My mom said that, you know, my child would never do this. Why are you doing this to her? Why are you trying to, you know, and I'm sitting there, God, I could get away with murder. And to me, it seemed like, you know, I could get away with murder as long as my mom was in denial. Mm-hmm. And it took my mom 5 years to figure out what was going on, the whole picture of it, because I never sat down and I never talked to her. I didn't want my personal issues brought up with my mom. So finally, one day I told her, I said, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this. And we did. And I brought her to tears.
You told her the way it was.
I told her everything.
She finally bought it.
Yeah, it took, I mean, my dad tried to tell her. My dad kept trying to tell my mom, you know, she's doing something. This is not Megan. Oh, no, you know, that she would never do nothing like that. Not her. She's too smart. Growing up, she would never do drugs. He always said she would never do drugs. That's not my Megan.
We're going to have to wrap this up here in a minute. Megan, I think you're a brave young lady. And like you told me one time, you feel like it's kind of a mission. I guess that's what I do, too, that people just need to understand that this is a bad street to go down.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those hush-hush issues. You just don't really... Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on. We'll do the sports. And I know you got to go. You got to work, what, 10 o'clock or 11?
11.
11. Are you going to try to take a nap before you... Or you were, weren't you?
Well, yeah, wrestling's on tonight, so I gotta go home and watch wrestling.
Okay, we'll let you go here in a little bit, but hold on a minute, and we'll be back. We are sitting here with Megan. It's 8:39. She hasn't had enough violence. She's got to go home and watch wrestling. So we will. We're gonna let you go. I guess I just need you to summarize, if you don't mind, what we've discussed today. And I think what we've discussed is that A, parents are in denial. They're not rotten. They're just in denial. And B, kids want to belong to other peer groups who want to be accepted so badly they end up doing almost anything. And once you've been on prescription drugs or any other gateway drug like marijuana, it's pretty easy to get you home fast.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. Every drug user has the drug's choice, their drug of preference, really. And it usually started out from something just as minute as smoking one joint. I mean, it can start out just one, you know, smoke one joint, and the next thing you know, you're smoking two, three, and four joints. I know I was smoking, when I was smoking pot, I was smoking four joints that were about 6 inches long and about 3 inches wide one time in one day. I was feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you told me you had one of them that was gigantic, and your boyfriend or somebody.
It was my best friend, him. We used six papers around to roll that joint.
I mean, I was just walking by the house. I would have passed out. Just hit the street.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't know how you did that.
We had a bag, and I would say it's about...
She's holding it up about a foot and a half.
And that's how big our bag was full of pot. We even had a Walmart stack one time that was full of pot. I mean, just you had to tie it, and it was like it looked like it was full of grass.
And so shoplifting, you knew one guy, a gang of three, that they get $500 to $1,000 a day so they could fence this stuff. Are there people in town that do the fencing, or you have to go find somebody?
You have to find them. They're in town, though, but you have to know. Mm-hmm. They won't do it just for anybody. I mean, you can't just say, hey, you know, I know you do this, blah, blah, blah. Will you get this, and this for me? And when you first start out to hang out with the drug people, you have to prove yourself, prove to them that you are not a narc.
And most of the narcs in small towns, a problem, I would think, is that the word gets out pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. It's like a rumor. You know, it's a wildfire in a small town. As soon as, you know, it's from one person to the next, and by the time the day's over, everybody knows, and it's not the same thing that started out.
You've been listening to Megan. Megan will be graduating from high school. How do you think you did on that test?
I really hope I did really good. I will be thoroughly upset if I didn't pass.
What subject was that?
English 4 and something about the Russian Revolution.
Well, did you see Dr. Zhivago?
No.
It's a great movie. You should see it. So history...
The form of humanities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you do well, too.
I do, too.
And can't think of anybody that deserves it better than you do. Megan, I appreciate you coming by. I'm going to let you go so you can go.
I get to see Don Williams.
You're going to get to see Don Williams. You go, yeah, you know, you'll be my engineer that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
He'll be in town here pretty quickly.
I don't know anybody who's a bigger fan than I am.
I don't either. She says she has a VHS tape, but
from 1989. You can't hear it in some spot, but hey, you can still see him.
Well, now you know you're destroying Mr. and Mrs. Redneck's image here. They think all you druggies are listening to AC/DC or worse, and here you are talking about Don Williams.
I've always, it's like I have a, you know, preference of drug. I have a preference of music, and all my life it has been country.
Okay.
I mean,
well, we won't hold that against you. I've played country music over KTFX for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
While I was here doing both still at the same time, which you can only do that because of computers, folks. You can't do it. But I finally had to give that up because I wanted to do some conversational radio, and we have an opportunity over here. Because people like you, Megan, you're the hero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm not just stroking you. You really are. And Mel, I put Mel on the line because he's a hero. He turned his life around. A lot of people just aren't able to.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to have the determination, the confidence within yourself to, you know, to just sit there.
I was worried about you when you were sleeping in after working all night and having to go to school. I was worried that maybe you fell off the wagon, but there's no way, huh?
No way. This weekend I was at a party with a friend I haven't seen in a couple of years, and there was crank, there was pot, I mean, almost every drug you can think of, and it really upset me that, you know, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. You know I'm clean. Why are you doing this to me? And I turned around and walked outside. So I was really proud of myself.
That was at a house here in Muskogee?
No, it was in Henrietta.
In Henrietta. Okay. Megan still hasn't given me the name of the couple of these people, but I think I know one guy she's talking about, and we'll talk about it later. 8:44, Megan. Be careful, kid. And let's stay in touch. I'll see you next week for Don Williams.
I get to meet Don Williams.
Yes, you are. Bye-bye. We appreciate Megan coming by and talking to us. We had a little spate of worry there, but that's all right. She just overslept. She had to work last night. And, well, she's a Don Williams fan, I'll tell you that much. 8:53 here at KBIX Radio. If anybody has any comments about the last hour and a half, if you're not inspired that you can turn around as a drug user, people can attend rehabilitate their lives, then nothing will, because both Mel's story and Megan's story and other people that have listened have called and talked to me about it. You know, it's just a miracle, because these chemical drugs and overuse of prescription drugs can destroy your entire life. If you want to check out our website, it's www.jerrypippin.com.